we took seriously when Carla Van der Breck and Steve Smith asked us to bring people along if we could, both for our TE250 and for this Lattice project. We brought our clients, our constituents, our colleagues, and we're so pleased that you've greatly enriched the presentation. Just before I introduce Gubin, I wanted to, because I rushed through mine, one of the things that wasn't mentioned, I wanted to mention, there have been some other spin-offs on Lattice. One of the spin-offs is that we've done four GPAs with Lattice Group. The first one was to South Africa in 1999, then the one to Nepal in 2000 or 2001, and then one to Vietnam, 2004, and which is the fourth one that I'm missing? Belize last year. Okay. And so there are other spin-offs as well. Gubin comes to Lattice. He was a member of Lattice when he was the outreach coordinator for the Asian Study Center for 2 years in 2001 and 2002. And he's now the outreach coordinator for the Japan Center and Korean Centers, right?
Just Japan Center
at the University of Michigan. So he's looking at issues relating to how can we export or import, depending where you are situated on the continuum, Lattice. And so that's what Gubin's going to share with us for a few minutes since we're running.
Thank you, John. I just want to take a time out because I'm surprised after Prinny told you how much she likes fabric that nobody's taken the time to point this out. You've all seen it, but what is it and what's it for? And I don't know the whole story, but that word story, of course, gives you a clue that so much of what Lattice is about stories, and everything, whether it's a name, a piece of food, a piece of clothing, has a story, and that's what they're learning, is all these things that go with the people, the place, the objects. But the poetic side of me wants to point out Lattice. You've got the acronym, and then you've got the visual. But if you think about that, extend the metaphor a little further, you realize that Lattice is a frame, and it has this open space. And so it's firm, and yet there's room for things to move around. And that's really what this is. It's semi-structured. It has a frame. It has regularity. You know that every Thursday, fourth Thursday, whatever, you're going to be together with these same people, at least for a year. So it is a frame, and yet there is room to maneuver. The planning team decides, well, this is something that's come up. Let's focus in on this. So the whole year is not planned out at the start. You're kind of a moving target. And then when seeing Kearney's family also reminded me, I sat at lunch with some people from University of Minnesota who developed this study abroad guide that's just rich with intercultural lessons and insights, the Max Valley Study Abroad. And we were talking about this and that and came to the conclusion that language is, first of all, a social relationship. And so you can go to a foreign country and study a language, but you might not necessarily resonate with it, really take off with it. It's not being there that makes a difference. It's getting hooked up with somebody that makes you really go with it. And so that's what this is all about, is getting hooked up with other people. And so that's when you said deep learning. I think it's not just language that depends on social relationships. It's connecting with a teacher or colleague or peer. That's where it all happens. So the acronym, you've got it all in your guide. Thank you all, tips of teachers. As John said, I was involved for a couple years in Lattice, and then it's part of the DVD as well, that project. And now, thinking at U of M, we have a number of area study centers, and wouldn't it be nice if we could do something like this, not starting out fully formed, but maybe something a little smaller, and grow from there. And so I began to think, well, what are the practical considerations? How do you actually do that? And talk to Sally and some other people. Do you remember back when? Can you remember, tell me some stories of how it happened and so on? And just kind of abstracting from that, what is the essence of it? What are the active ingredients? What makes it Lattice? And already I've identified the social relationship, the semi-structured nature of it, the fact that it's ongoing. But this thing, it seems kind of, I don't want to say gimmicky because that's too trite, but this thing about names really is so basic and so deep. At finding out about somebody's name that they've never even thought about themselves. They just introduce themselves and that's it. You ask them to say, can you say it a little slower? Or what does that mean? Or, you know, and in return you have to come up with the same answers about your own name. And it really is something. It's almost a whole miniature lesson, a capsule lesson, condensed lesson about what intercultural things are as names. Of people or places or things for that matter. And so to me, one of the essential things of Lattice is faces, names, and places. And so these are just some frames that you saw in the DVD I pulled out. And so there's that, and then also sharing. Stories, we just had the elements, the food, And work, what I meant by work is, because I don't think it's exclusively teachers, there are some community members and some of the graduate students may come from different colleges and programs, not in the College of Ed at MSU, right? Because you want to get representation, so it's not exclusively, but many of them are tied to education. They come to this country for that reason. And so that's a natural topic that comes up in small groups during coffee and talking and eating, or sometimes it's programmed in as a subject. Let's talk about your classroom culture sort of thing. So it's the sharing. So how do you achieve these results about, you heard the testimonials in the DVD about attitudes and understanding changing, about increased knowledge as facts sort of thing, and also self-awareness. Personal engagement. To me, kind of in a nutshell, in one word, I mean, Lattice is a nice one word because it's got all the elements in it, in the acronym, but to me, it's personalizing the world. It's not just places and facts and dates and spellings and things like that. It's a person now that you know. It's personalized. And I think all of you will probably recognize that you have the necessary ingredients already. You have teachers, administrators, librarians, foreign nationals who speak English, convenient location where this can take place. Or our Lattice has now evolved to be a mobile thing. You used to just kind of sit in one place, but now you're meeting in different locations. That's really an empowering thing, I think. Modest funding, the teacher release time, international student stipends. You have coordinators to kind of pull these pieces together. But what's the secret ingredient? This is the part I thought about for a while. What is, you know, why can't I'm having trouble at Michigan to try to get enough interest and the right people interested and things like that. And maybe it's just because I'm knocking doors individually and I need more people knock on doors with me. Or maybe it has to be an absolute priority in Title VI that Lattice groups will have to be created around the country. But the secret ingredient, after thinking about this, is somebody to facilitate things, to connect the elements, to advocate and articulate vision, to coach things along. This guiding person, in the beginning it was Sally. She had just retired as an administrator, she was a teacher, then later an administrator, and she had a strong interest in this, personal interest, professional interest. She had contacts. She was not afraid to go down, knocking on doors in the university as well as in the school system. So she had all these things. She brought all those things together in one person. So while you all here can pull, tie together the loose ends at the university side, you might be less capable of doing that within an individual school district or individual at the building level even. So you need somebody who's like you, an outreach coordinator sort of, who's based on the school side. I think that's, to me, is the secret ingredient. And it does take time. I've got some numbers here in minutes. So you have to get kind of your MC, your public face of your group. And so, for example, Sally. And in her case, a retired teacher or administrator who's interested in this. And there are people like this. It's not like the Holy Grail. There actually are people who are interested and capable of doing this. They just are waiting to be asked, maybe. And they are not shy about going on campus. So what are the steps if you want to think about making your own kind of pilot, kind of small-scale thing? Well, collect things that you need, the elements that I've identified, the key people at school, at university, and area study centers who are stakeholders or who will give you some time, some goodwill, maybe some money, or, you know, for many, a labor of love. Then decide on a plan team. Who's going to come up with some of the content, the issues that you're going to talk about, the repeating elements? There are some core elements that are repeated each session. One of them at the very end is a two-minute learning survey. And that creates a steady stream of dialogue, formalized dialogue between the planning team and each what happens at each session, so you can see what did I learn today, what was useful, what was not useful. So that's built in. And I wrote divide up the roles. You can't let it fall to one person to do everything, obviously. Consider what locations are in your area. And incidentally, as this was put together, this session, the convener suggested, why don't you stretch this out into a two-part thing, have the presentations in the first part, and then in the second part make it a workshop, something where you could actually talk and write down ideas and action plans or tasks, whatever you want to do. So I created kind of a frame to do that in the second session, the last seven, section seven. So consider, list up the locations that might be a host for you. Ideally with the food, you want a big enough room to hold 40 or 50, 60 people. You want to have a sink so you can, you know, clean things up. Tables that hold 6 or 8 people, you know, basic considerations. Parking, easy access for the people who are going to be coming. And then draft announcements about what you're planning, some kind of a prospectus or some kind of a description of what this is all about. and you have at least three audiences that you're writing for, potential teachers and administrators, international students, possible funders who can subsidize the cost of the time of the graduate students, and possibly you have a company that has an outreach, a corporate entity that has an outreach component that just has you just waiting to for you to knock on their door, and they'd be happy to underwrite some of your costs. Step two, an orientation in effect. Describe in person, or perhaps use the DVD. Every center is getting a copy of this free. If you want more, they're selling them at cost, basically. I think it's referenced on the latticeworld.org website, and I also had some little slips at that message board up there left to order. And then the third step, to personalize the world and to build in these essential, kind of these active ingredients. So here they are, the name ritual, make it long-term, monthly gatherings during the school year, extended meeting time. It shouldn't be just like an hour saying people are making the trouble. As Margaret said, carving out some time, it's your time, and enjoy it. So the way things have evolved in Lattice is 4 hours, maybe if you're starting small, you'll do 3 hours. I mean, but make it so it's a significant time, because the food's going to be in the middle, and food brings people together. And being social creatures, you know, that's kind of the natural thing, is food, and it is really, it's not an extra, it's really, I think, an essential part of this. So the food and socializing, the mix of small group activities, like that name thing, you don't go through all 60 people on the first session, you do one or two, and then it happens at the table level. And it might be some other topic where you come to some conclusions, and a few of the tables kind of volunteer what they've come up with. So it's more efficient, as you know, the mix of small group, whole group. And I think there's some formal statement at the beginning that you don't sit with the people you already know. You have to kind of get a mix up so you can move around. It's a natural thing. And then the topics, you can have some perennial things, kind of intercultural things, culture shock things, particular news items. The last two or three years of monthly agendas, I guess you call them, for Lattice is at their website, so you can go and see what kind of things they have done. So, but again, it's flexible. One of the topics will be about, like I said, school culture, school life, community things, annual things like seasonal things in America, and then compare and contrast for the different internationals, for example. Personal life events, I remember in particular, actually a couple different times, where one of the international students had a child while they were here in the United States, and they talked about naming rituals, what they do for babies. And I think they actually brought it. Their child in. I think Rana, you brought the little baby in. And then, I think the biggest thing is, saw my talking head on the DVD, this idea that you're building trust, just the repeated, the cumulative meeting of people, you have a long-term commitment. You're going to see these people again. You're not going to dismiss. You're not going to dismiss, you know, what's important to these the other people across the table. And the feedback, as I said, is ongoing, two-minute survey. So it's about the structure. For someone who's starting from scratch, come up with a list of possible topics and activities that you think that you feel able to produce. Think in terms of a seminar. Maybe start with 18 to 20 instead of 60. Keep it small, but you still don't want to be too small. You want to have a range of international students, a range of teachers at different grade levels, a couple different buildings maybe. And try to maintain that balance of half international, half American. Possibly, this is just my own, as I thought through this process and talking with Sally and trying to pitch the idea to some of the people at the University of Michigan. Gather those key elements. We think about a place, who might be, who's likely to be interested, maybe past participants in some of your workshops, for example. Gather some of these key elements in the spring. Then summer, disrupt everything. Fall, actually go to administrators looking for permission, for money, for support. And then the first session, starting from zero again, maybe in January. And I don't know if you guys started a school year or you started kind of in the middle. You started right?
Yeah.
Fall.
September is the first session.
Okay. This is just my hypothetical way. If you started with a small run, just four sessions, those people become your core. And you create a kind of a culture in the sense of you have some expectations and kind of unspoken rules of engagement, I guess that's the wrong term, but so that small group of people becomes kind of a starter or base so that when you get a whole new wave of people in, you like to have a few veterans who kind of set the tone and teach the other people what Lattice is about. So by following this model, starting in the middle of the year, you've got a small group of people, and then when the fall comes, hopefully you'll have recruited more people, but still have that small core to kind of set the tone and so forth. So growing a culture. About time and money, we heard some numbers thrown out, like $10 an hour for 4 hours, so $40 a person for each session to compensate for the time lost to graduate students. Release time for teachers, initially, this is in an interview with Sally, she estimated she spent between 15 and 20 hours when she was doing this single-handedly, all the different functions connected to this. I mean, that's how much I'm paid for full-time, so I certainly couldn't do that. That would displace every other thing I do, but that's part of my problem. If I could make a case and say, you know, I can do the whole thing, it's much easier than saying, I'm interested, who else wants to help, sort of thing. So that's a real issue, to make this portable, is having that key person and then, you know, the division of labor. And these are some of the functions that the leaders we have here today are in charge of: coordinating, recruiting, membership, editing, electronic newsletter. If you haven't signed up and you still want to sign up and get that twice a week during the school year, I did circulate a page. It's still here, and I'll just leave it there. Oversee the webpage, which is latticeworlds.org. Produce a yearbook that's got pictures from the different sessions. And lead in the planning team. That's usually is a week or two before the session, 2 weeks before the session. And then the actual sessions themselves. So in sum, this proves to be a powerful way to personalize the world. Like other outreach projects, there's lots of potential out there. You see the pieces that fit together. It just takes somebody, you, to bring all those together. So it is very much a classic outreach project for bringing things together. And as I said, the crucial piece, the reason why there are not Lattice groups springing up all over the place, is finding that person, kind of based with the schools that you can work together with. That's a really important thing. And if those people are there, you just have to be looking out for them, talking it up, and people start coming to you. So in conclusion, start small. Use these active ingredients, that list that I have. All of this I'm going to put on online, and I think that Steve Smith is going to be collecting some of these proposals, so you'll be able to access a lot of the presenters' materials. So start small, use active ingredients, seek out some of the people that I've described, and I'm sure Lattice is happy to support and reply to any, you know, give advice to help you get off the ground if you want to try something. And with luck, hard work, goodwill, you two will be linking your teachers in International Cross-Cultural Education.